The size of Antioch College's first class will be 25 students. It's a modest beginning, but that's the idea. School officials say they want to make sure they have enough resources to devote to each student, and that the first class will participate in the development of the college. But the school won't be accredited for at least 3 years. So interim president Matthew Durr says that's why they're sweetening the deal.
One important element of this is that we intend for this first group of students to come to campus, and while they'll have room and board fees that they pay, that this would be a tuition-free experience for them.
Durr says this past year has been exciting when it comes to financial support from Antioch alumni. They've raised $2.1 million for the annual fund. He says this level of engagement is better than it's been in years. That's important, he says, because he hopes that alumni support will allow the college to take a different approach to financing education.
Families are not able to borrow from their homes in the way they were in the previous economy, and the cost of an American independent liberal arts education is extreme. And we're trying to imagine a different model. And we hope that the alumni and supporters of the college and foundations will rally around that concept. Maybe we'll move to a model in which tuition is greatly reduced, or maybe in the future we'll be able to sustain a tuition-free model.
The college is still finalizing the curriculum for next year's incoming class. Durr says the focus will be on a core group of liberal arts classes. He says a major part of the education will be the co-op program, where Antioch students will apply their studies by working with businesses, nonprofits, and other organizations locally and globally. Durr says this past year of planning has been rewarding.
I was walking to work and came into South Hall, and as I did, I saw a car slowly creeping around the horseshoe with a mother and I think about a 17-year-old daughter in the car looking at the campus. And I thought, wow, this is the next phase. I'm really very excited to see the life of the campus come back.
He hopes that will be the case a year from now. In the meantime, Durr says the college needs to hire a new president, faculty, and begin the recruitment of students that will shape the next chapter of Antioch College. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.